a common, it's a culture, it's something common.
Yeah.
It's like social rules. So we just go with social rules, yeah? So basically, I was only always wondering, what's really social rule or some kind of rule at all? And I was wondering why this rule is rule like this. So I've been asking questions and trying to find, you know, the real deep, the nature. Why we do, for example, this? Why we go to church? Why we do something like this? Why we shout to people when they do something bad?
Hello everyone, I am Ricky Sanchez and welcome to another episode of Eating Masters, where I am looking for masters in different fields who have decided to follow their dreams so that they can share with us their experiences and habits that have made them successful. My goal is to find their secrets so that you can implement them in your daily life. This time I had a chance to talk with Shimon Surman, where we touched on key points for all those entrepreneurs and businessmen in Poland. But during the talk, we discussed the global landscape. Shimon has been the director in the main digital marketing companies in the sales department. He has over 10 years of experience in the technology business and is currently the director of his most recent tech startup with international clients, where he has developed a voice automation system, which he describes in detail his process and services during our talk. He has a blog where he constantly writes articles related to all sectors, as he's a practical consultant in high performance companies. I hope you enjoyed this interview as much as I did, and welcome to another episode of Eating Masters. Welcome, dear Eating Masters. Here we got today, nothing more, nothing less. I am proud to say and to announce that I have one of my favorite person that I've met in Poland. He's an entrepreneur, and over the very small time that we have been meeting, I've learned a lot of things, especially because of his characteristic way that he's living his life. I feel very comfortable in telling you guys that he's my friend, and I want to introduce you, Shimon Surma. Please, guys, welcome Shimon Surma.
Hi there. Hi, everyone. This is me. Very warm introduction, so thank you very much. Very strong words to hear, like favorite person from Poland. that's a huge. So first of all, thank you for hosting me today, and I hope we're gonna have like good chat on any topic you're gonna host. Yeah,
definitely. Well, actually, coming back to why I think that you're like the perfect person to be the godfather of this new project that is the first podcast is because the main intention of this is that we want to inspire and create leaders, especially in the entrepreneurship. I think that the whole project of Eating Masters is promises to bring brilliant minds with strong souls like you in a very clear vision of what they want in life. And that's why I'm delivering you this opportunity, and you are giving us the opportunity to give your value to other young people and entrepreneurs in Poland, especially that we are living right now here. And I think that we are both interested in making something great for this country.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe not only for the country, but you know, the more wide, worldwide would be perfect. Yeah. But nice to be here, as I spoke before. And I think we can have a few good ideas and few good sentences for what you can do, not only locally, but globally, how you can use your advantages regarding your ideas, your thoughts, your what you're going to do in your life. So let's make it quick and dirty.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, Shimon, I want to remind you that this is a 100% organic talk.
Perfect.
So please share us, feel free to be whatever you want, to say whatever you want. Of course, the main intention is that we want to hear a little bit more about what you can do for us. I want to start briefly to tell us, what do you do, Shimon? Can you tell us a little bit more?
For life, yeah.
What do you do in life? What's your business? I have more deeper question to tell, because I also want to tell the people like your background, but I will let you do it by yourself at the beginning.
Well,
Who's Shimon Surma?
Well, what I love to do, I love to wash the cars, but basically I don't do it professionally, just for fun. Basically what I do is like, I'm trying to use all my experience, all my advantages, all my ideas and all my, you know, friends, different contacts to grow different kind of businesses. In the meaning of, how can I say it shortly? I love to do something new. I love to create. I love to ask questions, and that gives me a huge opportunity to go straight for, in a line of what I want to do in my life. So basically, what I want to do, what I'm doing right now. Right now, I'm leading few kind of projects regarding artificial intelligence, regarding digital marketing, regarding some kind of different kind of actions that I help smaller, medium and bigger companies to grow. It depends as they want to grow locally or internationally and to open new market. So I'm some kind of good ghost which can go into some kind of new field for him and to look from the different perspective regarding what can I help with using my, I don't know, maybe experience, maybe contacts, or maybe just brilliant ideas. They're not always brilliant, but you know, it's good to have like open conversation. And I'm really glad that I met you I think 1 or 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And I noticed that, I'm here before, I'm here because you are a very positive person to me. When we had like first chat, talk, I thought that, well, such a good guy, good man, that's good to meet you right here in this moment, in this place. And I thought, well, if there is anything I can help you with something or to understand or to know better, well, here I am for you.
Yeah.
So this is my personal thank to you regarding that I had the chance to meet you. And I think many situations in life gives us some opportunity to meet new people. But you're of course the best host I've ever met. So oh, so thanks a lot. Maybe that was a long talk, but I feel free to talking about it. So basically what I do what I want to share is how easy we can jump forward, move forward regarding for the direction to the any ideas or dreams that we have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So of course, I'm here to answer any of your questions.
Yeah.
So waiting for any specifics. Yeah.
Thank you, Shimon. I want to make like emphasis on this thing that right now you are working something like a internal leader. We could say like a mystery shopper sometimes that
you
get into companies and with all your experience and you are making this function of deliverable that you see what to move and what are the best things to share with the, I think, with the board, because I think that your job is to go straight with the board, the CEO, CMO.
Yeah.
And in your opinion, as an entrepreneur and as a consultant, what are the main 3 things that you can tell us that the companies, and especially in Poland, because I think this is your main sector, you think that it has to be improved?
First of all, I think the direct communication, that should be more and more and wide open. As I step through the different level of labor market in Poland, yeah, different type of companies that I work for, I noticed, and this is the biggest experience that I noticed, that there is really hard for some people to talk about in a straight way about some problems or difficulties or things, yeah. So there are a lot of mysteries. There are a lot of things, you know, under the table. There are a lot of things which nobody speak about loud. So I think the huge problem, maybe not even only in Polish companies, but different international companies, there is not enough communication, which is really straight, open, and clear. So for example, let me say that if we have a problem, and I don't know, different types of areas like marketing, like digital, like international expansion, we need to ask direct questions and we need to answer what's the problem regarding what is the trouble. Yeah. And I learned that a lot of people has trouble to speak about it. So it looks like we all know what's the problem, but nobody speaks about the problem. So this is in many different companies that I've been working for or with or being like consultant inside. Yeah. So the communication is something that I try always to improve. This is the area that I always try to point that there are different types of thinking regarding different type of people, like management, like managers, like basic managers, high-level managers, or just people which enter the company from the first day. On the each level, I see that there is like lack of communication. So this is I think the area which should be approved not only one time, but it should look, you know approved every day. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think that you made quite a lot of emphasis in this part of the communication. Do you think that this is something that we could interpret as a cultural behavior, or you think that it's coming from a different other things? Like, for example, that nowadays we are working, even nowadays with the pandemic, we're working remotely. So if the communication was having problems before, imagine now. So what do you think? What's the problem why the communication is cut in a company? Is the culture of the company, is the old management style, or is just that the millennials don't like to talk? What do you think it is?
I think I wouldn't say that there are some kind of different types of, you know, millennials or G or Z or different types of generations. I think but of course there it is like, you know, some kind of different types of generation, but we all have different kind of need to communicate. There are some people which need to communicate more. There are some which they don't have to talk anymore for a day, yeah, for example. So what can I say? It's a lot of things takes from what you take from home, how good you communicate, do you communicate? It's taken from the childhood, from your parents, from your neighbors, from your social network and you lived inside. So I think in Poland, school doesn't give us a very good example of how to communicate, not only with other people, but how to basically communicate with yourself inside. So yeah. So in schools we don't talk about emotions, we don't talk about some kind of topics regarding the soul or something, what you think about it, if you want to say about it, or what you wish for. So we don't, the schools are off the topic regarding internal, yeah. Wow. like your soul, your communication from the inside. And I think, so when you're growing, when you're starting the business, I think a lot of things which you haven't developed in you're just given to other people or to other companies, yeah? So I think that should be, this can be a part of why the communication is really hard with others, because it's hard to communicate with myself, with yourself inside. Well, so that's why I think...
That's a
field,
very interesting approach to the main problem that you're describing us. And can you tell us how Shimon Surma is attacking those, I will even call them ghosts, because you know what they say, like the psychologist said that our problem in the psychology is that you cannot choose your parents, like just what you said.
Well,
so how did you clean or make this new mindset of Shimon Surma? How do you attack everything? Because, for example, I know that you are like inspired by cars. Maybe this is one of your hacks that you are approaching to things that you want to see, or
cars.
Things that how you hack yourself in order to be more open, more communicative, to inspire yourself to go for more.
To inspire myself to go for more. basically, as I remember from the youngest, years of my life, that I was always giving questions. Yeah, so I love to ask. I never took some kind of reality as it is. So it's what could be an example. For example, when you have like 6-7 years old, the parents or the friends say you, hey, let's go with us or do this or do that. Mm-hmm. And I ask why we're doing it, yeah, for example. And they say, well, everyone do it, yeah. So it's like, it's a common, it's a culture, it's something common.
Yeah.
It's like social rules. So we just go with social rules, yeah. So basically, I was only always wondering, what's really social rule, or some kind of rule at all? And I was wondering, why this rule is rule like this? So I've been asking questions and trying to find, you know, the real deep, the nature. Mm-hmm. Why we do, for example, this? Why we go to church? Why we do something like this? Why we shout to people when they do something bad? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of questions, a lot of which no one answers to me, because the answer was quite simple. Well, it is like this all over the world. So the questions are stupid. But I always thought that there must be something deeper. You know, our decisions, our thoughts, our fears, whatever we try to have in our lives, it's taken from somewhere. But I was always wondering why I want something. So you mentioned like cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love cars. Where is it from? I think I have some kind of when I was a kid, like I had like small cars, like Lego,
like
or something.
Hot Wheels?
Yeah, like Hot Wheels or something.
Yeah.
And I've been playing a lot. When I was like a teen,
mm-hmm.
there was like situations that I've been driving to school with a bus,
mm-hmm.
and there were situations that the bus has broken, and we had to wait, for example, 4 hours for another bus because it was like small village, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there were of course different type of weather. For example, in Poland, winter, yeah, minus 20 degrees.
Yeah,
and you're standing in the field like with nothing to hide, yeah, from the wind or snow, and you stand 4 hours, you wait for a bus.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my some kind of internal dream that I'm wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it. Well, living like this, waiting and mm-hmm. feeling that I'm, you know, something destroys me from the inside. And I promised myself when I was, I don't know, 12, 13, that I must have a car.
Mm.
I don't want to have another situation like this, that I'm waiting in the rain, in the snow and something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all that it takes from different, I think, stories from my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for example, cars. I love cars because I took it from this story, for example, yeah, that I need car, I want car, I want to, you know, be free to move anywhere where I want. The same with business, the same with school, the same with relations with other people. I think we all take it from somewhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my wide answer.
Well, actually I think it's quite interesting because I have 2 points that I want to remark here. That is how your life is guided or you are taking your decisions from what I heard in based on being in questioning and being able to choose freely what you really feel like. But at the same time, we were talking about some dogmas or paradigms. How did you, and especially in Poland, how did you fight it against it? I'm pretty sure that you received, even as a worker, or now that you are an entrepreneur and as a consultant, how did you take this at this criticize, and how do you don't blend, and how you keep doing strong and say we have to change this? Like how do you show with your example, and how would you do your techniques to don't get broken? Because you have to be straight if you want to be that change, that out of the bounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had some kind of unique technique that gives me strength, that gives me, you know, power to work on with any troubles that I get. maybe it sounds strange, but anytime if something wrong happens to me. When I was younger, I thought that if I faced troubles, those troubles, when I was younger, those troubles gave me some kind of, I was really sad. I didn't know what to do. I was thinking about myself that I'm not a good person, or I failed because I didn't give from myself enough. If I failed the exam, well, that's my fault because I didn't learn enough. If I failed some kind of relation with the girlfriend, well, that's my fault because I didn't, because I wasn't sweet enough, for example, or something. But and of course, I made a lot of mistakes in my life. That was big or smaller mistakes. But as you know, years goes by, I started to learn. I started to open my head, and I started, of course, question myself. Is it really sometimes when I make something bad, is it my fault? Or is it not really my fault, yeah, for example? So the funny thing is there are people that are scared to fly the plane, for example, yeah? Mm-hmm. To go in a plane and fly to the other country.
Just an example. Yeah?
Just an example, yeah? So I was always wondering why people are afraid of flying.
Let's not say flying, but open a business, for example.
Let's say open a business, for example, but let me make an example as a plane, yeah? Okay. But use it, feel free to you know, compare it to the business. So if there is like, if you're scared of flying because what can happen? Well, basically the plane can crash and you will die. And the business in the same time, yeah? I can open business, but well, maybe my idea is not good enough. Maybe I will not find the clients. Maybe I will, I don't know, take a loan and everything will crash and I will be here just with a debt, with, you know, crying tears from my eyes and nothing's gonna happen, yeah? So this is the scare, that you're scared. We are scared of things. But I was wondering regarding the plane that, well, I jump in a plane. I fly many times all over the world in the different countries. And plane didn't crash. And people which are scared to fly, they imagine the worst things. You know, they question themselves inside, and the answer is really bad, that I'm scared, well, because plane can crash. So the answer is simple. So the same with the companies. If I'm scared, well, how I'm gonna open my plane? How I'm gonna jump to the business? Like how I'm gonna enter the plane if I'm scared? Mm-hmm. Well, basically, if I'm scared, the business won't grow so good. Or during the flight, or during you know, working the business or growing the company, I won't feel comfortable because there is always something like scared. So how I was avoiding, you know, feeling any fear regarding doing anything? It was like a let's say, imagine what worst can happen. When the worst thing when you're flying a plane is that you're gonna crash. But if you're gonna take some statistics, that the planes are the most, you know, secure transport.
I've heard that actually, yep. It's safer than getting stuck in an elevator.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So if we're if we have the fear of the worst, usually the worst is not happening. Yeah. So the same with the company. Basically, if we're scared, well, if we're scared, we won't start any new business. So what I want to tell is that if you're questioning yourself from the inside and your answers are negative, this is really hard. And this is what I try to change regarding speaking with different, for example, young entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Because they are scared. Because they say, well, Shimon, our product is not good enough. Our clients are very, you know, small target. We think on this market it can grow, but on different markets there are huge competitors. So they give themselves very negative answers, and that's why they think the business is really hard. Mm-hmm. So my, well, helping hand is that you should try to think more positive, not only in a way of, you know, everything's gonna be great and everyone's gonna handle, and we're gonna be billionaires in 3 months. But I think that, you know, young entrepreneurs should give themselves better answers regarding, I can try. What if I will fail? If I will fail, I will learn from the fail, yeah? So I know a lot of people which started one company, second company, third company, it all went down, it all broken. They have lost, they have debt, but they've learned a lot from their losses, yeah? So, well, let's say you're an experienced manager. So if you're in first, second, in fifth company, when you go to sixth company and you see all the mistakes in this company that people are making or management or something, you have this experience, you can say, well, look, I have experience. I can help you with this, 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 this. You're doing something wrong. So the same losing experience, like failing, this is like school for me. And I had a lot of fails, but I understand it was all like school for me.
Mm. Can you share us your worst mistake? How was it? How old were you? A little bit of, if you can put some emotion in it.
Yeah, the worst mistake? Jail?
Jail.
Yeah.
So Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, something. Well, I was quite young, and that wasn't Wolf of Wall Street because It was like a quite really, really small money.
All right.
But it was like a mistake that when I was 20 years old, yeah, I had some, you know, let's say legal troubles that I have been. I've been to some kind of, you know, I had different friends. Yeah. And some of friends were not good, like bad boys, and I helped them with something, and it ended not very well.
Yeah.
But don't worry, I never kill anyone or something. Yeah. It was some kind of like taking money from the bank in some kind of illegal ADI. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not a coincidence. Actually, most of the entrepreneurs, as maybe you might know, come from...
because they're trying.
They started from in somehow, however they could. And I think that this is something that you show to me, like, you are never waiting for the perfect moment.
Yeah, because they're...
You know what they say, like, if you are not afraid or you are not ashamed of your product, it's because you are too late.
Yeah,
so it's for example. We are all improvising, and I think that this thing that you showed us is that you sometimes have to move fast. And of course, when you are young, you do stupid things.
You should, yeah. So stupid things. For example, when I bought my first car, I crashed it.
Yeah.
You know, no experience, like winter, like slippery road, and me like having fun, like, well, let's drive 100 kilometers per hour in a hard turn, and it didn't end very well. So that was like mistakes, which gives me some kind of, you know, huge backup in my mind that if I'm making a mistake, I should learn from it. Same with the jail, with the money. So why I'm maybe today entrepreneur? Because when I was young, I was always dreaming about, you know, feeling secure or having something that... anything that I will like in the world, I can just buy it. It was like a dream, living like
I
a James.
Think we are all starting like that.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. So we are. If we are starting, my life was like I always wanted to be like David Duchovny from the X Files, yeah. or like something like James Bond, like agent that you travel the world.
Well, you are James Bond. Then,
yeah. Exactly. Now. So no guns and no license.
Yeah,
to kill.
No guns, but you have the car.
Yeah. So the car. Yeah. And I thought that that would be nice regarding, you know, to can afford different things.
Yeah.
And my mistake regarding money, regarding the jail, regarding, you know, some kind of not a good moment in my life, was that I was really missing money. Mm. Like, for example, I didn't have like 200 zlotych for a dinner with my girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it was not easy to ask parents for money. Because they didn't have or they didn't want to give you money, yes, for example. So you make mistakes, but you learn from mistakes. Mm. But I was always repeating to myself inside that I don't want to stop.
Mm.
So mistakes can give me a lot of school, It could be hard school. It could be like, you know, really, really taking a splash or taking like a hit from life. But it also gives me finally something really, really important. And I must say that all mistakes that I make, I made in my life before, it was really important to me. So what I say to any of my colleagues that they are scared of opening business or scared to
changing the business
or scared to...
I think it's more scary to change than open a business, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
because
so.
When you have nothing, the worst thing can happen is that you just lose your money. But if you already have 20 employees or 2 shareholders, like...
Yeah, if you're alone, the different types of risk, yeah? But if you're not going to change, the change is the key word.
But it's a, it's a knife of two sharps. Like, if you don't change it, you die.
If you don't change it,
it's even worse.
What's going to happen? But, for example... Some of my friends years ago, they wanted to change something in life, but the change was started with moving to another city or another country. And they say, well, it's too risky, it's not enough, it's not easy to find a job there. So you see, the answer themselves, it's hard, it's not so easy. So
I actually that drives me to another question. Why do you think that it's the thing that separate the people who stay at home, who stay with it, I think it's hard, it's different, it's difficult, to the guys that they say something like, I need these 200 soda to take my car for a day. And what cable do you have connected that the people that they don't go for more, they have disconnected? Like, what's that cable?
I think there is like some kind of comfort. So if you know that you have some kind of backup, some kind of, I don't know, financial backup or parents backup or any backup, what do you mean? Maybe I think it's harder to make some risky decisions, because if not, for example, if I'm not gonna find a job tomorrow, what will happen? Well, basically nothing. I have a place to live. I live, for example, with parents. So if not today, not next month, well, nothing's bad gonna happen, So I always repeated that if you help someone too much, if you want to take troubles from your kids, if you want to, you know, keep them in a really, really secure place, maybe those kids won't be, you know, they won't grow enough to be self, how can I say it? Give me the word.
Self-sufficient.
For example, exactly, self-efficient. So if you have a backup, any kind of backup, and it's comfortable for you to use this backup because you know it exists, So what is the reason you want to take any risk? Because risks makes you, you know, entering, you know, getting out from the comfortable world,
Shimon.
It's
amazing every time that we talk and you tell me about your background, but I'd like you to tell me a little bit more about the whole environment. Like, I want to start for your panoramic view on the global business, but if you want to be more specific in Poland or the countries you're working with Invocal. Tell us, what is your panoramic view, not maybe only on business, but on a society, this new capitalism, according to a lot of theories and economics theories. What do you think is going to come, especially if you want to talk a little bit about Invocal, because actually I think that Invocal is perfect for this new phase of the world.
Yeah, so maybe short intro regarding the Invocal. So this is a new project, new company that we started 1 year ago with my friend, and we're growing very fast. It's like artificial intelligence in communication, because so this is always also some kind of, you know, my background and my feelings in the business, that I try to improve the communication in the companies, for the companies, the communication with the clients, with potential customers, and well, whole meaning and wide meaning regarding the communication, how to communicate fast, efficient, and how to give this, you know, first role in a company, that the first role to the communication. If we communicate, it's easy to understand. If we don't communicate, well, what, there should be only troubles, yeah? If you don't talk with your girlfriend at all, I think there's gonna be troubles, yeah? But if you communicate, if you communicate, if you give you know, the vision of your thoughts, of your ideas, even if you're fears, mm-hmm. I think this is the really nice, really nice way to, you know, making your life, your business, anything easier to communicate. Mm-hmm. So the InvoCall is like, of course, using the artificial intelligence, different kind of processes,
like
different
bots.
Like bots, like video bots, like voice bots, nice. Like interactive and assistants. That
everything for, is like in an
algorithm. Yeah, exactly. For example, if you need to have like if you need to make like 1,000 calls by the day. So basically it's impossible for a human, but the technology can make it in 1 minute, for example, yeah?
Amazing.
So this is, so companies...
And you can use it for asking people to pay their...
For example,
sales for...
Sales, for paying, for information, for asking if you're interested in some kind of offer.
In general.
Or ordering taxi, for example.
Yeah.
Or imagine the simple place that maybe you or maybe all of us sometimes visit this, like McDonald's.
Yeah.
So there are people who ask you, so what do you want to order?
Yeah, that's true.
Cheeseburger, crisps,
and
you know, whatever.
Has to repeat it every time.
And the person should repeat it all day, all night, 24/7, basically.
Yeah.
And, well, we can put the bot there, yeah, like voice bot,
yeah.
Which can understand, which can make orders, which can talk with the driver. So so this is the basically question for the companies. Do they want to take manual repeated work which is done every day by the human, by the person, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they want to give it to the technology, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So they have a chance to give for their employees different types of work, more creative, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Or more, I don't know, giving more incomes, for example, yeah? Because if you're working on a phone and 200 times a day you say, hello, this is company X, can we talk about our offer right now?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say the person doesn't have to repeat it 200 times.
Yeah.
The system can do it, yeah?
Yeah, I think that this is actually it's quite related to the main question that
mm-hmm.
InvoCall represents the typical new tech startup that it's including in the background that is gonna finish with a lot of jobs in somehow. You know? So
yeah, exactly. This
what,
is the...
what do you think is gonna come in the future? Because if InvoCall, that I'm pretty sure will have an amazing success, I think thousands of companies related to this are coming on the background.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think is gonna come on the end? Like, what would you say for the entrepreneurs or people that it's related in this new era of what's gonna be the business in the future?
Be ready for a change.
We're living it now, don't you think so? Like,
yeah, we're living in huge change. Everything changes so fast. Basically, I'm deep inside in a field of online digital marketing from 2010. So it's like 10 years maybe.
10 years.
So only 10 years. But I experienced a huge revolution regarding what can we do, what can we order, what can we make through the internet, and how deep technology can help us in different areas in our lives. Yeah, now we get like it's easy to buy now, like speaking fridge.
Yeah,
it can speak to you. It can gives you information about, hey, your beer is too old. You need to buy a new one, or it's gonna buy a new one by itself. And you know, technology technology has like there is no stop for technology. The only stop for technology is your creative, your mind. So if we say artificial intelligence, well, basically it's like intelligence that can that we can create. Yeah, we are programmers, we are developers, we are creative minds, and we can give to artificial intelligence, let's say, a little piece of our intelligence.
Yeah.
So if we want to, I don't know, order pizza, we can just push the button and system will order pizza. So we don't have to pick up the phone and saying, this one, what time this time? Yeah.
Yeah, it's happening already.
It's already happening. So, but
actually, I think that nowadays the problem, it's not the tools or the platforms.
Yep.
The problem is that the entrepreneurs, just they don't think that it's a cool thing to do, or they just don't have enough time or don't take it serious. But just putting an example, like in the platforms of asking for food, like Uber or all these platforms, you can actually have 1,000 options that only they use the 10% of the options, the restaurant owners.
Well, exactly.
So the problem right now is that maybe the society is not ready, but the platforms are already there, right?
I think that, well, markets, not only Polish market, but many markets are really young regarding the technology.
Yeah.
Because it's a, how can I say it? We trust people, we trust employees, we trust other human, but we don't trust much, you know, the technology, because we know that technology can be broken. What's going on with there is no internet? Well, no technology, but employee, a human, person always works. Yeah, for example. So, well, there are different questions why some are not using new technologies and why some companies they won't only have technologies. But I think the technologies, the artificial intelligence and everything that we're gonna make, it's all leading us to make life easier.
Yeah, that's the point of all this.
Well, I think the life is easy, quite easy regarding, you know, look at us.
We are really having...
You have a bike, I have a car, we have a clothes, we have where to sleep, you know, it's
you
can be...
Biedronka,
Żabka, whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's quite easy, it's quite comfortable, it's anything you want, basically you just grab your hand, put your hand and or make a form, make some options in your smartphone, and you got it. Of course, if you want more money,
yeah,
or more something. So the question is how to get more money, how to earn more, how to do something maybe brilliant, maybe unique, maybe
how to impact more,
how to, I don't know,
create more value.
Yeah, values, exactly, because not each of us dreams about money. There are different types of, you know, needs. Yeah. So some people dream about the family, and they don't need to make much money, just for basic needs. Some people dreams about, I don't know, jet plane, so they'll lose everything, but they will try one day or buy one day jet plane. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them want to, you know, live in a forest, so they do it, but. What I see, what I hear, what I notice, that people are sometimes scared of their dreams because their dreams are too big, because mama say to you, you're not gonna make it, you're not gonna be a billionaire. Yeah. So if you hear like this is not so easy, you know, to proceed to make your fight in your life. Yeah. But if you trust yourself, I always trusted by myself. Yeah. So to trust myself, to trust my decisions, to trust my own way, like Frank Sinatra, I did it my way.
Your way.
So if you have your way, so there's no power that's gonna change it. Yeah. People may disagree, but do your way.
Yeah.
So this is my answer, basically, how to avoid, how to read the world, how to do anything, how to feel free, how to stay positive inside, like do your way. You're gonna have troubles, but do your way, because you're gonna lose yourself.
Yeah. Wow. Simon, I want to come back after this talk about business a little bit more to bring it about you and
More me.
Yeah.
That's it.
In your,
it's too much.
What's going to come for you as a leader? How you going to treat with this new future? And what is going to come for Invoco? Like, how you going to deal with it? Like, with this new management? Mm-hmm. Or probably this thing of the... I mean, I've seen your stories and I'm following you. And I've seen that the monitor, the, you know, like this remote office, it's not a problem for you.
Yeah.
But... how do you think it's gonna come for this, for an Invoco? It's gonna grow. What's the future for you and your company?
Well, basic future is what we want to achieve. First of all, now is to handle all the clients that want our services. This is huge.
Yeah, you're in growing phase.
Like we're growing very fast because a lot of companies notice that, you know, during these problems on the market, like virus, yeah. People staying in homes, everyone wonders how can we secure our company, our business to make more profits or the same profits when there are no people in the office, yeah? So, well, we give the answers, like Invoco, like artificial intelligence, like different kind of process automatization that we can, in the easiest way, we can make possibility to work from any place you are in the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had the chance to use it. So maybe you see me sometimes on the social media that I drive different cities.
Yeah.
So what I need is like good Wi-Fi, like internet.
Basically, yeah. Side of that is because actually your work consists in going.
Yeah. Sometimes meetings. Sometimes, for example, if I had a meeting close to the Polish seaside in Monday. So I go there on Sunday and I came back another Sunday. So 1 week, that's perfect because, well, I have work in my computer, in my phone, in all of my partners and employees that we cooperate with, yeah?
How do you see, actually, talking about communication and cooperation, and I'm pretty sure that you are pretty good at it because you're a consultant of it. I'm pretty sure that you do it very well in Invoco. How do you work with your people? Like, you have different type of people in charge of everything.
Yeah.
You delegate well. What is your management? What management do you think is the best right now? Or the top three things that a CEO or like a director should have?
Basically, in any of projects or company, or if I had when I had the teams of different employees, I always try to find the strongest power in each employee. So there are some employees that they love to creative work, and there are some which love to like receive an Excel with the data and work on the data. So as I start, for example, to delegate, I first of all try to, you know, meet the personality quite better regarding what you love to do, what you want to do. This is our product, this is our service. Do you believe it's gonna work with any of clients? Can you imagine how you're gonna use it, or how you're gonna, if you had a company, can you imagine how you're gonna use VoiceBot for your needs or some kind of automatization process, yeah?
Yeah.
And when people say yes, and they say, wow, well, that's great. I believe in it. I see it helps, for example, answering the calls when someone calls your company at the midnight when nobody's in office. So nobody can answer, but the system can answer, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The system can ask, hey, we're all sleeping, but you can leave a message. Or if you want
What do you need?
What do you need?
Or even solve a question, isn't it?
Yeah, we can call you back tomorrow, but say, please, why are you calling?
It's basically the same as programming a bot for Messenger.
Yeah, exactly. But like a chatbot. It's the same, yeah? So it gives. So if any employee or contractor see the advantage of the tool, if she or he can imagine it, how it works, so basically there is no sales need. They don't need to sell it like brutally sales, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Buy it, it's very good. It's different talk, yeah? It's, mm-hmm. Look, it's really nice feature. It gives you a lot of free time for your employees, for example. Mm-hmm. And it gives you a lot of data, statistics, and gives you, you know, power to your company.
Mm-hmm.
and we have it. And you know, smile on your face. And they try also to convince like the customer in the same way, yeah? Mm. So I try to find what you love to do, how do you trust the product, and if you trust the product, well, it's really hard to not convince the customer, because basically customers also trust the product and they call us to make some kind of test, to make a sign of proposal or something, yeah? Mm-hmm. So this is like natural, yeah? Everyone dreams about better communication in the company, or generating more clients, or generating more leads. So, well, we can give it to technology, yeah?
Yeah. Well, so coming to your management, I think that is quite related to the part of giving the people to feel.
Yeah, giving freedom, basically. Freedom. So, this is maybe worth to mention. There is very popular when you go into to when you go into interview. Yeah, there is a recruit and
interview. Reading an article about.
Yeah,
actually, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you can explain it.
So, you go for a you know job talk.
Yeah,
interview. And they ask you, where are you gonna be in 5 years? Well, and people are scared. Employees are scared to answer. I don't know. I want to be in Africa and playing with animals.
Yeah.
And but it's their dream. But they are scared to answer.
You
so they answer. Oh, I dream about working in your company. Maybe some, you know, level up. Maybe in different department.
Position.
In your position. Maybe in your position. So employees wants to show the value to the company, like you're my God and I will believe in you and I will work for you forever.
Yeah.
And there is a little bit of mistake that companies think like that. They want to have employee forever, for the longest time as they can, because they think about that the longer you are, the more chances that they're gonna have an income from you.
Yeah.
So companies doesn't think about what can we do to have huge income from the employee in 3 months, but what can we do to have huge income from the employee in 3 years?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's also negative thinking about that.
Yeah.
Maybe after a year, we're gonna have some money from you.
Yeah. But in order to do this, because you have to give empowerment, tools, freedom.
Yeah. But no talent. Communication.
But if you don't have communication, if the CEO is like not...
Nightmare, yeah, or something.
Yeah.
And there is also a really specific specific thing that is going on in different markets, that there is a position and you need a fit in this position. So, for example, if you buy your shoes and your fit is like, I don't know, 10 US or something, yeah, or 43 Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't buy shoes like which is 7 US. So you don't buy shoes which is like five inches less than your feet. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You don't try to fit in the shoes. You try to search something which you're gonna fit your feet really really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're planning to use them for a year or two.
Yeah, for example. So the same with the company. So companies they're making a mistake that they try to fit an employee which it's hard to fit or impossible to fit in some kind of position, but they want it. They do it. And basically they kill this employee.
Mm-hmm.
Even from the first days, they tell you, you should do this, this, this. And you know how to do this, this. No, we don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
We say to you what you should do. So basically we don't need your ideas. We don't need your creativity. We don't need your questions even. You just do your job, yeah?
I think that after this podcast, yeah, a lot of people will apply it for Invocom.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, feel free. So I always believed in different school. So I wanted to meet potential like candidate and know him quite well in one or two interviews and try to imagine in what kind of department, what kind of field field, I can use all his powers, so our company will be happy, and he will feel like he's not working, he's just making his passion, you know, inside, yeah? Because there is no must, there is no like crazy leaders, which gives you like bad examples, but there is a good person on a good place which knows what to do, yeah?
Wow.
That's my crazy answer.
I will take hours, and I think that you have a lot of value. I think that we can hear make an even a second edition.
Yeah, but why not? Feel free.
It will be great to start closing, and I want to get into your into the hype, because this way we'll know a lot about your personality, and also to tell us a little bit, well, to leave us some homework for everybody. First question is a really simple question.
Yeah.
This is something that unconsciously we're gonna know about you. If you could sit down with anyone in the world to have a drink, just like we're having right now, with whom and why?
Well, that's a question I haven't expected.
It could be anybody, like a personal relation that maybe you will really enjoy, or maybe you would like to see them in front of an amazing.
I'm a creative guy, but sometimes, you know, my mind's not driving so fast. So, who can it be? Maybe you can start with another question, and I will.
All right.
I need some minutes, because there are many persons that I should.
Well, the second one, it's actually something that I would like you to close with, but we can come back to the second question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for closing and giving the people that is listening or watching this hype that you always have. And it is, actually, I wrote it like this. If you had the attention of all Poland, because it's the country where we live, for 30 seconds in a TV commercial in TVN,
okay,
like at 8 p.m., just after MasterChef, all Poland, everybody's watching it. You have a commercial of 30 seconds because you're a rich millionaire and you want to give a message.
And to what should I, it be like business?
What would you do? No, what?
Or should, just my words,
what,
yeah?
What would you say?
Yeah.
What would be your message for your society?
Well, basically, I would say that there's nothing to fear. I think there's like, we all have a courage, but we hide it somewhere. And I wish everyone has this, you know, makes this first step outside of his comfort zone. So this is what I want to say in having like opportunities like this, like feel no fear, because like 99% of your fears will never come true, because we're making our fears in our heads. Yeah, I can be scared of I'm gonna fall from the 7th floor. Yeah. But well, basically it's not gonna happen, yeah? Maybe if I'm gonna like drink 7 liters of vodka, maybe it's gonna, yeah.
Maybe it will happen.
Yeah, maybe it'll happen, but.
Yeah.
So from my side, it's like no fear, and try to find ways to improve yourself from the inside, yeah? To open your mind, basically. So get out with your fear and trying to open your mind, because if there is a fear, fear has some kind of place in your mind. So if you throw it out, there is a place for different areas, yeah, for different thoughts, for something giving you more pleasure or satisfaction,
yeah,
or feeling like fulfillment from the inside.
Wow.
No fear.
Shimon, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
I'm pretty sure that all the things that you have shared, especially starting for me,
yeah,
it's something like a new boost of adrenaline to keep.
Oh, yes. The person I wish to sit with and talk with.
Yeah, we can make it now. Yeah.
Quincy Jones.
Why Quincy Jones?
You know the story about Quincy Jones?
No.
Producer, musician, singer, everything.
He's like an everything, no?
Yeah.
I saw the film that he's a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Filmmaker and music maker. And so he... Basically, there is like also a Netflix movie about Quincy Jones.
You can tell us.
Yeah, so basically, it gives. Basically, I can recommend Netflix and Quincy Jones. Yes, story regarding his life. Basically, it's like a 1 hour, 30 minutes biography about him, regarding how he started, how hard his childhood was, what he lived and how he find his passion in the music, in composing. And basically, I didn't know that, but he promoted, he helped, and he organized the music for Dr. Dre, for My Way. It was what? Sinatra, for Lionel Richie, for Michael Jackson, for
the whole dynasty.
Yeah, the whole dynasty regarding, I don't know, if you're gonna put
the 90s
like
and 80s, or well, Sinatra from this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, if you're gonna put the 10 top artists from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, that was his hand regarding the composing their music. Yeah, for example, and he made great work. He made the music makes him smile. He had like really hard life, many wives, but it all goes to a really beautiful story of a man which handles a lot of troubles, yeah. Which handles health troubles, but a man which had a passion, which first took him out from the really bad, you know, neighborhood, and the other give him another world, yeah, some kind of new life. So the passion is the answer. If you have something, or if you don't have right now, yeah, just don't fear, just try to look your passion, because maybe right now you think you want to be a James Bond, but in 5 years maybe everything's going to change. You're going to open your mind and you're going to think that, well, I want to do something totally different. I want to be teacher, or I want to be, I don't know, race driver, or simply I want to, I don't know, go to the forest and meditate. So if you didn't find your way, your how can I say it, your passion, mm-hmm. I think it's still waiting for you, but never stop. No fear, because fear stops you.
Well, we ran out of battery of this one.
And so time gonna, and battery, yeah.
So I'm gonna
too
I'm
long
gonna
man.
This one.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say the last words. Well, thank you very much, Shimon. It was an amazing experience to having you here. There's no doubt that you are a master. Thank you for coming to our first podcast.
Thank you for hosting. I was the best host, the master host. Yeah.
Yeah. And I hope that maybe in a second version we can have you, and of course also we can meet after this.
Hope so, because I got different topics for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so thank you, Shimon.
Thank you. Bye.